to video of your mind. I was like, do you remember when we missed your salad? Like, hey, we can't come with
you. Say, hey.
Hey, who are you in the Angry Rechet?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we just at the beginning or we're in the middle, that I don't remember, but we're in Mishnah.
Well, no, I think it was the beginning. I mean, my topic was if we still had some. I'm pretty sure. Okay, good. Really, I met. Aimbor Yerei Chait. Simile Amaris Chosin. Simile Abais Lomid Rakat Malamit. Malikal Amaris Sari Machkim from Krimshin Anoshim Tadikish. Seems to be a fairly random assortment of Inyanim over there. So the Moral says, Why are you Aimbor Yerei Chait Lamaris Chosin? Yesh Lishol Bechilof Hashemus. Rama, why is Ein Bor Yerei Chait Lamaris Chosin? You'll see on the air, I mean, basically, there's two shades of not knowing Torah. I mean, what is called a Bura, Marit, one is higher, one is lower, but Yerechet, because there are two different things, and both these titles on the air is something else. Here, the Fi on the air, Haburva, Marit, Echarim, Vishalom, Torah, Verlulayma, Ein Amarit, Yerechet, Mechassit. In Burva, Marit, Shnei Dvarim, Yerechet, Tomit, Nei, Ma'in, Bur, Yerechet, Amarit, Yerechet, Mechassit. Lama, Hefak, and Amarit, Yerechet, Mechassit. Whatever good advice my Barbie would have given me, could have given me. It's not, I mean, it seems to be so simple for before that it can't be the Mishnah. That's not, anybody can say, you don't need who are you aiming for? For oi, when it says, Hamar b'tzein ha-machkin, in the parish kach, k'maish ha-mar b'tzein ha-machkin, what's the difference if he does a lot of business, or he does a lot of real estate, or he takes care of the chassim, or whatever it is. So again, he has a lot of real estate, also he has a lot of mechot in his daigah, so business at least wants to do the business deal is over with and take afterwards. Masha'in, Kane, when you have mechot, you have a lot more daigahs first. V'yeper, I said, not even about the clerk, and Kane, the lema, the Kane, called me to Marga, the mechot, 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 In other words, people will say things that are intuitive. That's called Svaras Le'adam. I would say a better word for it would be Hash'aros Le'adam. You know, people have a certain intuition, and we have a certain common wisdom built on human intuition. That's not called Divrei Chochma because it might be right, it might be what we call wise, but it's not something that is specific and material. Chochma means that it comes mikreach a certain hechreach, mikreach a certain cause and effect. When a woman says, add a little more spice to the soup, that's intuition, experience, when a chemist says you need X amount of material for X amount of reaction, that's called Divrei Chochma, in the sense that it has a clear cause, effect, mahalach, and so on. So when they said these things, they were very precise, because preciseness is the hallmark of Chochma. There's an akeda that says when you think about me, the passage is about the minion of Kali. So, he goes to the pasuk on minion mitzvah of the chavim. He says a very very fundamental point, similar to this point that we're making. He says, what's the meaning of being minion of Kali Yisrael? What's that minion mitzvah of the chavim? So he says things that are not chashim, the bria, don't have minion. Labussel, how many racks are there in the world? You know, maybe there's a trillion racks. Maybe there's a billion racks. It really doesn't make a difference. Maybe one more rack, one less rack. And so somebody comes up, he actually bothers to sit down and count all the racks in the world, and it's a meaningless, it doesn't have a number. Whatever number it is a random number, which means it has no number. How many people are in the crowd here? There's 100 people, 200 people. It's a random number, it doesn't mean anything. But how many people are in a unit in the army? How many people are on a team is a very specific number because it has a very specific designation. That the old muscle, how much pepper goes into the soup, the erich is a fine, a little more, a little less. How many chemicals do you use to get this reaction? It's very, very exact. There was a fellow in yeshiva who worked as a cook, actually, and he's been working in a bakery, and he asked him how it's going, and he said he doesn't like much more working at cooking than baking. I asked him, for my afternoon, I wasn't aware that there's much of a difference. And he said, amazing, he said, baking is a very exact science. Putting in a little more sugar, less sugar can kill the entire cake because there's a lot of chemical reactions that go into the dough and the rising and the baking and so on. It's not only the taste. And that leaves them very constricted. You have to follow an exact recipe or risk blowing it. Cooking is a hashara. So anything that has a misper falls, and that's why Moina and Kleinfeld doesn't have to have to come without people. This is without people's dominion of Kleinfeld. Moina Mishkan Kov means it's not just like a Rishpoch who got up and said, it would be nice if they had stars at night, let's toss out a handful, sort of, it's not Matnas Yodai, it's weighed and measured. Nothing in the Bria, there are no phenomena in the Bria that can tolerate X amount of numbers. If you were to move the planets a few miles one way or another way, the system would collapse. It's Midriya. Al Kapanim, the Chazal, when they used terminology, were very specific. Afke medam yecha, she'em boi teira chachma, yesh bei shnei shemit ha'sei b'chinus v'cholotim. There are two aspects to a person who does not have chachma. One is, ki yikari adover shuhu shmama bur, something which is a wasteland, empty, that has a Shem for the emptiness of the Shem, like it says, he about double is something, Targumal is sober, Harekin Nikris has so this little bit to do a state board, an empty field is called a state board. We have Nikra Adam is such a name by a Chachma board, and they should wreck when a Chachma. A person, the emptiness of the not having, is called for. The Ikara Adam is such a Chasa Chachma Ma'or. The emptiness has an effect on the Kli. The person who has, the person is designed to have Chachma. And if he's without the Chachma, then there's a concern in the Kli itself. The Ikara Adam is such a Chasa Chachma Ma'or. It's just like the muscle, let's say a person is meant to walk around clothing outside. If he has no clothing, his body freezes, his body deteriorates from the elements, etc. The Korea Ha'odah Mitzashu Chasa Chachma Am Ha'aret. Ki Agufa Shem Mekuba L'Chachma Ein Adzeima L'Gufa Shem Eber Chachma. And there is a distinction between a guf that has Chachma and a guf that doesn't have Chachma. That Chachma is Adam Tari Panav. That the Chachma in the person creates a horror. You can look at a person and you can tell what the person has. Therefore, you can look at the person, gives you a sense if the person is a Baal Chachma, not a Baal Chachma, because it leaves this person quite chemist on its Tura. The Gufa Shem Chuba Chachma in the Dream of the Gufa Shem Chachma. The Hine, Yesh Ba'adam Mashaim Mekar Shneitwar. Two things. A person who's missing Torah has two chesronos. He does not possess the knowledge. And, anything that you need in all the Torah for, he does not have. Vasheni gufa adam ha-shem is ver chachma. Yimotet for chistorin, ha-shem boi ba-adam ha-chachma. And the second thing is, there is a chistorin in the person. The fact that the guf was meant to have Chachmei, and it was designed to get its Tzura and its Yefi and its Adinus, all these things, to serve as a Kli for Chachma. It's lacking something in it. It's interesting, Marshall, the Gemara says, by living in someone else's house, Gemara has two reasons why living in a house is better than not living. And one is that the person sees what it needs, and one is you can start that there's a shade in that package and so on. In other words, when a person is lacking chokhmah inside it, is the chokhmah is lacking, and then there's a destructive process that happens to the guf, because the guf is designed to have seichel das sitting on top of it, and it gives something to the guf. It's got a b'china rishani kari pur, and it's got a b'china shenis b'kamaret. Barei lecha, ke'odam ha-shein b'teira, yesh b'chisus b'chad ha-guf b'chad ha-seichel. Now, the Zersha Oma ain't for your echet. Ki yura shemayim, shumikabu ha yurna shemitzvara. U mishachot ha teira shachot ma mitzit. I mikabu ha yurna shemitzvara. The Dovah Zoma gam kidim ain chok ma yurek ma shizvara. The Dovah Zabar ki kash adam kar ba melo ki yari zenim. Ulo yari meni kash adam u rafi meni ush adam mispar ba yari zenim. Let's talk about this record a little bit. The need of, first on one level and a second level, the need of my shaykhah, my relationship to a person is only shaykh if I dehear who or what the person is. Let's say somebody was a relative of the Chazanish. And the Chazanish was with him when this kid was 6 years old. But Chazanish would play with him. He used to play, sit on his lap, and play with him, and so on and so forth. Then he gets older, he'll say, I had a very close connection with the Chazanish for 6 years. That's not true. You had a close kesher with Uncle Yeshaya, not with the Chazanish. The person that you had the kesher with was not the Chazanish. It was Uncle Yeshaya. You had no shaykhus to the chelik that was the Chazanish. So any hisyachsus to somebody requires a hisyachsus of knowing and dehering the person. So if a person doesn't dehear a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the shaykhus to him is not as big as a Nidahar. This is especially the world of Europe, because Ava is with Ava Roth. A person is turned on, a person decides to be a guy, or a person decides to become from, May Roch is near Hashem alive. There's a certain idea, I see a glimmer on top of a mountain that I'm attracted to. So even the person who walks into this medrash and was taken by what he saw and the herod is very, very attracted to it, he doesn't have to inherit all of it, but he's beholden attracted to it. Because Ava works at a distance, it's clear to attract the Rahi. Yira is when I speak to somebody in learning and I'm in awe from him because of what he knows. Now, the level of my Yira is feeling overwhelmed by the person. If I don't know the full extent, the more I know of Dalit and Yatarime, the more I have a sense of Yira. And if I don't dehear how awesome that person's Chachma is, then I don't really have that Yira. So for the person who doesn't have a Tzitzit Teir and a Havana, there is not that there's a pilot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be made to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be, type, a great type, there could be Yiras other elements. But in the elements of Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hadras Kodesh Baruch Hu, that does not exist. And therefore, whatever he's lacking in Chacham is lacking in Yiras. The Dover Zabar, he kasha otam korev ala melech hu yoy menem. Lo yoy menem kasha otam rach hu. Yira works in inverse proportion or direction and so on. When some threat is imminent, I become scared. When it's far away, the muscle. So let's picture a distinction between Avid Yira and this point. If I have something coming up in 3 months from now, a trip somewhere that's very, very exciting, meeting somebody is very exciting, but whatever, something I'm looking forward to, even if it's a long time away, a person is getting married in a certain way. So even if it's far away, he can't wait for it to happen. And let's say, on the other hand, a person has an assignment that's due, or an importance, or a bill that's due, or some sort of difficult situation. If it's far away, we kind of push it out of our mind. We're not so frightened by it. And as it gets closer, it becomes more and more frightening. So if a person is far, he's not this fall and he's not yours. But Isha Sulchasa, Hatera Sikhlis, Nikurach Lashem Yisparach, Kakirib Alashem Yisparach, Wadi Atera, Atza Bi Atera Bazin Zvukwa Yisparach, Kashabana Lamala. The Umi Vobasa, in other words, the only way we can be close to Akash Baruch Hu, to the same point, there is no physical closeness, there is no physical tangibility. So it's not shaykh to say that I'm physically close to Akash Baruch Hu. But in Sichlius, I can be close to Akash Baruch Hu, I can be doubled. And before that, I can make a certain way to Baruch Hu, they say, Kizula is not about Guf, ain't about Guf Gashmi, it's Kav Shemit Baruch Hu. There's nothing physical, there is no part of our physical soul that we can in any way say is close to Akash Baruch Hu. Ulefikach nechshav So that's why the person who's empty, the fact that he doesn't have the kli for having yira is dafka a tefisin in chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have the yira. The person chachma has a way of purifying the chaima. It's part of the chachma tanav. It's part of the tikkurin tanav. It has an effect. The being controlled has an effect on it. I believe, if not mistaken, so to Sharon, it's Abchal in Derech Hashem says that the chibur of the guf and the nefesh, the chibur of the nefesh to the guf gives it.